Our call says you get yourself set for Pittsburgh today. Of course, everyone's going to make a big deal about the team meeting from yesterday. But in those moments, what was the feeling? What was that general kind of tension that built to that point from your vantage point?
Yeah, no, I think it's just it happens, you know, at some point throughout the year, especially when you're going through stretches like this. It feels like at times players, you know, feel like it's time to get together. And last night they felt it was the time for them to, you know, just get in the room and share some ideas, you know, express what they were feeling, what they're seeing. And you appreciate that, especially from the leadership group. You know, it's almost got a lot of veterans in here that felt like yesterday was the right time to do it. And it's important, you know, there's accountability there. They care, you know, and now you just got to move on.
For the fans that might see it and go, okay, they had a team meeting. How come they don't have more of those kind of things? Not something big like that, but how often does the group get together and talk? Is it on a daily basis? Is it on a weekly basis just to kind of regroup?
Yeah, I think, you know, from the position player side, they meet every day, you know. So we're creating this platform where you get the hitters in the same room every day to go over the starting pitching. And then, you know, you share some ideas. Same thing with the pitching staff. Not too often we get an opportunity to get the whole group, the pitching and the position players, together at the same time. So yesterday was one of those days. But again, every day, you know, we're getting together as a group here in some capacity.
As you go into this game today, of course, as Brandon Nimmo said, it's not going to be overnight that things are fixed. Still in good shape, still over 500, still in a good spot in the division. Starting pitching has been kind of needed, and Frankie Montas is going out there today. What impressed you that first time out against Atlanta that you're looking forward to seeing today?
Yeah, with the way the ball was coming out. You know, you're looking at 97, 98, and just it was a heavy sinker that he was throwing. He threw strikes, the cutter, the slider, and he attacked. So we were all pleased with just how the ball was coming out, especially after missing so much time and what he went through during the rehab process. So we're going to need him. That's where he starts, you know. We need him to go out there and give us a chance to win a baseball game today.
And then the bottom of the lineup, too, as you guys are trying to fix this thing, top of the order has been doing great, obviously, Soto and Alonso and all those guys. But the bottom of the lineup, when you don't have so many maybe veterans, a lot of young players, what kind of responsibility is on their shoulders at this point?
Yeah, look, we all know where we at, especially down there, but I feel like the at-bats continues to get better, like what Brett is doing offensively. Louis, you know, is going through a tough stretch right now where he feels like he can't catch a break. I like the way Mauricio continues to swing the bat, and we're going to need them, you know. You know, that's part of the development, part of, you know, what they're going through as they get familiar here at the big league level. And when they go, we'll go.
Our calls, thank you.
Yep, you got it.